Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is dismissing as fake news a New York Times report that he paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017, and no taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years. The paper said it reviewed his tax returns and found Trump's businesses sustained heavy losses, effectively eliminating tax liability in some years. The president has refused to release his tax returns. The second-highest-ranking Senate Democrat is conceding there's no path to halting the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the nation's highest court. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has more.
Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois told ABC's This Week there is no silver bullet for Democrats to stop Barrett's nomination from advancing.
We could slow it down, perhaps a matter of hours, maybe days at the most, but it can't stop the outcome.
Durbin, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, went on to say he believes Barrett should recuse herself on any case brought before the Supreme Court dealing with the results of the 2020 election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has the support of Republicans to move forward with the confirmation process. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
In Southern California's Orange County, at least two people are seriously injured after a car careened through a crowd of Black Lives Matter supporters and counter-protesters. Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports the driver was arrested.
Tatiana Turner was arrested on charges of attempted murder as well as assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities say she was part of Caravan for Justice, an anti-police violence group that organized Saturday's event. When Black Lives Matter demonstrators got into a heated face-to-face exchange with counter-protesters sporting Trump 2020 materials, law enforcement declared an unlawful assembly. That's when a white sedan raced out of the Yorba Linda Public Library parking lot and into the crowd. After accelerating through the gathering, people chased after the vehicle and authorities quickly surrounded it. The Orange County Sheriff's Department says the two injured people appeared to be Trump supporters. This was the second incident involving a car driving into protesters in Southern California in under a week. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to swing through Southern Europe this week. Joanna Kakissis has more.
Pompeo is expected to travel to the northern city of Thessaloniki on Monday and to the NATO base at Suda Bay on the island of Crete on Tuesday. He will also meet with the Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and with Foreign Minister Nikos Dendias. Pompeo's visit comes at a time when Greece and fellow NATO ally Turkey have revived a years-long dispute over maritime borders in the Aegean Sea. The dispute has become increasingly nationalistic, with both countries upping their military presence in the Aegean. The leaders of NATO and the European Union have spent weeks trying to negotiate a diplomatic solution. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
This is NPR. India's health ministry reported Monday the number of new coronavirus infections now exceed more than 6 million. Deaths rose by more than 1,000 in the past 24 hours. India now has the second highest number of infections in the world. The U.S. still has the most, more than 7 million. The number of coronavirus cases in Canada continues to surge, with the biggest numbers in Quebec. Dan Karpinchuk reports the health minister of the French-speaking province says he'll put more restrictions in place this week.
On Sunday, nearly 900 more people in Quebec tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the provincial level to nearly 72,000 confirmed cases, the highest in the country. The health minister, Christian Dubé, says two hotspots, the Montreal and Quebec City regions, will move from an orange alert to red, and Dubé called on all Quebecers to cancel their plans and stay home for the next 28 days. He says in the red zone, he has the task of finding a balance that will allow children to continue going to school, people to continue working, and some businesses to remain open, but bars may be forced to close. Dubé warned that some difficult decisions are going to be made. He says Sunday marked the highest daily increase since early May. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Swiss voters Sunday overwhelmingly rejected a referendum that would have ended an agreement with the European Union that allows EU citizens to live and work in Switzerland. The vote was promoted by a right-wing party that wants to limit immigration. The measure lost by a margin of 62% to 38%. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.